Has he got it? Yes, he has. There it is. There's the celebrations. Have a look at this. They're going berserk in the middle. 800 it is from Mattia Moroney-Duran.
They are all celebrating. The fireworks go on. The Sri Lankan team all together. Fine catch by Marla Jayawardena. Another for that combination.
Two balls shy of 45 overs in this innings together. And finally, there it is. No wonder he's beaming like a Cheshire cat.
Yes, there he goes for the final time. Mattia Moroney-Duran made off the field by his teammates. He's reached 800 test wickets. There it is. What a moment. What a happy moment for him and also for his family and for all Sri Lankans, I would say.
His teammates were ecstatic. They rushed to him straight away. Brilliant to see. He's had enormous support from his teammates over his career and his captains as well. And this is very, very fitting. India, by the way, are all out for 338. But now it's all about the celebrations of Mattia Moroney-Duran.
Context, Muralitharan will probably finish with 100 wickets or thereabouts more than Shane Warne, and obviously that is the marker of this generation. Those two are very fine spin bowlers. Unfortunately, of course, with Murali, there'll always be the question of his action. There'll be some people who'll be determined that he has got all of these wickets through the fact that he's thrown and achieved more spin that way. The fact is he does have an extraordinarily loose shoulder. He has a very flexible shoulder. He has an elbow that cannot straighten. Those people who support him will say that actually what you're seeing is an optical illusion, as it were. But the fact is, I suspect for a very, very, very long time, this record of 800 wickets will stand.
The world of cricket's been paying warm tributes to Mattia Moroney-Duran after his world record 800th test wicket. The Sri Lankan spinner reached the landmark in his final test match against India in Gaul, which Sri Lanka won by 10 wickets. Murali says it's the perfect way to end his test career.
Everything I have achieved in test cricket, so what else to go? Then I thought this should be the end. And I want to go in a good way rather than a sour way, because I'm very happy that I'm going in a good way. People were talking, it's emotional. I was so happy because whatever has happened, God gave everything, because not only one victory, 8 wickets and everything he gave. So I think this is one of the greatest moments in my cricketing life.
The English all-rounder Andrew Flintoff played against Muralitharan on many occasions and with him for the county side Lancashire. As far as he's concerned, Murali is more than just a fantastic cricketer.
The man is an absolute legend. I was fortunate enough to play with him at Lancashire. He came over and bought every county side out, all the rest of us didn't back him up. As a bloke, he's one of the best. I had 6 years at Lancashire with him, he's one of my great friends. He's someone at Lancashire I played with, I stood at slip and I watched him bowl, I tried to pick him, and at slip I could do it. When I played against him, I had no idea which way the ball was going. But he's one of them blokes who you just can't help but love him. He's just a great guy. He plays the game in the right spirit, he's always got a smile on his face. When you're facing him on 22 yards though, when he keeps laughing at you, it's a bit off-putting. But, you know, sit back in his armchair in many years' time and be satisfied with his career.
As it was, Muralitharan's career was not without controversy. His unusual bowling action was considered illegal by several umpires and commentators who accused him of throwing the ball. But his action was eventually cleared by the ICC in 1996. The former Australian captain Ian Chappell says for some people, Murali's achievement will always be tainted.
It's always going to polarise people. You know, there are going to be people who say, you know, he was okay, and there'll be others who think he's illegal. But the one thing that you can't dispute, no matter what you think of his, he was a genius. You know, I happen to think that the chucking is with the elbow and what Murali did was with the wrist. So as far as I was concerned, I've never had a problem with him.